sure of his own ways and never wants to change them. You say, don't be so...
bullheaded?
Okay, fine. Anything else?
Bullheaded. When I come out one like that, I can't think of anything else.
Well, how about somebody who loses his temper when the least little thing goes wrong? Say he's all the
way. Quick tempered?
Okay. Somebody's about to lose his temper, tell him just to
calm down.
If you've been working very, very hard all day long, you say you're extremely
tired.
Okay. Or you have another way to say this, to say you're all
run down.
It comes from...
worn out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Plumtucket? You don't say Plumtucket.
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yes.
You ever say Plumtucket out?
Yeah. I'm going to say tuck it out, Plumtucket out.
Okay. Did you know there's a town in Georgia called Plum Valley?
No.
That's because it's Plum out of Tennessee and Valley out of Georgia. Yeah, they have an arts and crafts fair there.
That's cute.
It's say somebody was in a heavy rain yesterday and he didn't change his clothes when he came home and now he's going around sniffing, and saying he did what?
Caught a cold.
Okay. If it affected his voice, he is...
hoarse?
If he goes like this, he's got a...
sore throat?
Yeah. Or a, what he's doing what?
Coughing?
Mm-hmm. All right, if somebody can't hear anything at all, you say he is?
Deaf.
Okay. In a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you would say you have a...
goes through my arm?
Yeah, or anywhere.
Wound?
Okay. If you get a little cut in your finger, what kind of brown liquid do you put on it to avoid infection?
Iodine.
What is the sort of tonic that used to be given for malaria?
Tonic for malaria?
Yeah, now it's just a gin and tonic. Same stuff.
Gin and tonic?
I think women used to also drink it to try to induce an abortion. Or miscarriage. It does all kinds of neat things. If you're pregnant, you're not supposed to drink gin and tonics because of stuff you make you lose your baby. Quinine?
Yeah.
Which?
Quinine.
Okay. Have you heard any of those things, Scott? What do you know about?
I'm trying to think. Cocoa quinine. Yeah, you take that stuff for fevers and things.
Yes.
But it's been so long since I...
oh, I know. It's been a long time. Yeah. They still use it. Quinine work in using the gin tonics. They kind of mix drink. Okay, What are some euphemistic, polite ways of saying that somebody died?
Euphemistic? He passed?
Yeah. Anything else with
him? He's gone. No longer with us. He's gone.
Okay.
Departed.
Okay.
Croaked.
I was going to
no, that's not. Days. That's not one of the nice ones.
No, out of the crude ones.
He kicked bucket.
Okay. Where are people buried? In what?
Cemetery.
Alright, you might say this guy's been dead a week and nobody's yet figured out where he died.
What he died of? Died from?
Okay. Which comes quicker?
What he died from?
Okay. What do you call the guy who dresses the body in a dead person in a mortuary?
Dresses the body in?
Whatever.
Mortician?
Okay.
Embalmer? No, the embalmer wasn't doing the dressing, were they?
Yeah. For the undertaker. Is that the
yeah.
Same thing about the mortician?
Yeah.
What do you call the vehicle that the body is transported in?
Hearse.
How about the building above ground that people are sometimes buried in?
Building above the ground?
Uh-huh.